Welcome to the Sean
and Brando Show.
Get me where you're going. Welcome everybody back to the 16th episode of the Shane and Brando Show.
Getting you where you're going.
I like that your eyebrows raised there a little bit.
My eyebrows.
Yes, they did, because I was a bit loud there.
Yeah, hurt my ear.
The people will appreciate it.
Now, Brando, yes. I have a funny little story to tell you.
Tell me a story, but it better be funny.
It's funny, it's quirky, it's fun for the whole family.
Okay, I love a family story.
So on Saturday, I went to a food and wine festival in Coogee with some guys from work.
Okay.
And we were talking about money kind of before we got into the actual festival and how, you know, sometimes we're lucky and all that stuff.
Shekels.
But anyway, shekels, yen, dinero, dosh.
Okay. All of the, sure thing.
And so the day started off well when I went to... Sorry, what are you looking at?
Why have you got a paper that says Brandon is gay on it?
Oh, sorry. That'll come into effect later. That may sound like I'm just reading an insult, but trust me, that will come. That'll make sense later.
Okay.
I promise you.
Shane always has notes on the table. Normally I don't see them, but it's quite blatant though. It's right at the top of the page, Brandon is gay. I'm not.
Like I said, this is a setup for a later experiment.
Okay.
But anyway, back to my story before you really interrupt me.
Sorry.
So we had to pay a $5.
You're staring me in the face.
Would you like me to turn the page over?
Yes.
There you go. Sorry.
Now I'm happy. I can't not look at it. And you know what? I can't not. I know it's there.
Yeah. Like, unless you want me to burn the piece of paper.
Yes.
Nowhere.
We'll pause this podcast. You can burn that. We'll continue.
No, I don't want to destroy your hoose.
Okay, no, anyway. Good point. All right, sorry. You were talking about money and you're at the wine place.
Yeah, so it costs $5 to get in. So
okay.
Already I'm dreading it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to spend $5. That's $5 I can spend on a drink, perhaps some delicious snacks.
Good friend, Brandon.
So, yeah. I give the lady $20.
Uh-huh.
And what does she give me back in change?
What?
A 10 and 2 fives.
Okay.
She gives you $20 change.
I see. Now, does good Savior Shane come in here? Or does evil sneaky Shane?
Evil devil Shane
yeah.
takes this one.
Thought he might.
Sorry.
You will not deny extra money towards yourself. I know that much.
Will anyone?
I would.
No.
I would be honest. I love honest people.
Oh,
and I think that I should...
No,
because enough people have done that for me as a worker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was starting out, you know, I screwed up all the time. People were like, oh, they're giving me a bit much change there, mate. And they sort of saved my butt. I mean, especially since I'm doing manager work.
Yeah, but this is a casual food and wine festival where there's just like some 80-year-old woman working behind the till.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't feel guilty.
She's not
going to
cop too much.
Yeah.
No, you've assessed the situation well.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so if I was like a poor kid there, like you, for example, I'd give him a break. But when it's some housewife, I don't care. So anyway, we go in through the Coogee Bay and we'll talk into the festival and we're talking.
I respect housewives.
Desperate Housewives is my favourite TV show of all time.
I like them. I know they listen to the show. They're good, respectful people. And I'm sick of you not giving them money.
I just said Desperate Housewives is my favourite TV show.
That's nothing. They're not the same.
It's exactly the same.
Alright, continue.
And so the guy who was with us, he started telling this story about how lucky he was with money.
Oh yeah.
And he was on a beach one day and he came across a wallet that had like $2,500 in it.
Nice.
He didn't do the right thing. He just took it and spread it amongst himself.
I get that.
You wouldn't hand in a wallet.
$2,000.
You're getting bitter about me not giving $5, but $2,000.
It's the difference.
That's where you draw the line.
It's the difference.
It's the principle.
$2,000, man.
Yeah, I know.
That would really help me out.
I know. I'm not saying I would do it.
Listen, if you want to donate $2,000, feel free.
Email us a check.
Yes. Remember, ShannonBrando@gmail.com or ShannonBrando on Twitter. Anywhere
we'll come in. If you're happy to give us $2,000, we'll even come in person to wherever you want us to meet.
As long as it doesn't cost me $2,000 to get there. $1,000 at most.
$1,000
at most. I'll spend that.
We'll double our money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
And
there's
so
a profit there.
We ended up walking. We'll tell these stories about crazy money. And no joke, he stops the group, bends down, he picks up a $50 note that
nice.
He just happened to find.
Nice.
And it was just one of those crazy coincidences. We'll talk about money. He finds this money. I get $5 extra.
Yeah.
He finds $50.
Wow.
I just thought it was one of those weird, universal kind of moments freaking us out. And then from that moment on, all four of us were looking on the ground because there were like raffle tickets and like napkins everywhere. I was about to pick up a napkin. I was like, no, that's just a napkin.
It's just dirty, like, dirty.
Filthy.
No, you don't want that.
But that was a bit sucky. So that's my little anecdote of the day.
It's about
money.
That was pretty good.
Money's good for the soul. You know what else I want to...
Okay, you go on.
Whoever says money can't buy happiness can go ahead and fight me about that.
It can.
No,
I've been reading about this. They're doing this thing where if you have enough money, and it's a lot of money, there's an island now they've got, and you know, there's pretty much naked girls all over the place they've got there for you. And I'm thinking, that would make me pretty happy.
That would make me happy. I mean, and how did I get there? With money.
Yeah.
Money.
So money has made quite a bit of happiness, to be honest.
And if anyone wants to debate me on this, send a comment, send us a message, Twitter us.
Yes.
Send us an email.
Yeah,
I will happily debate anything you throw against that.
Rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Yeah.
And then send your comment through. We'll answer any comment.
In that order, please.
Literally anything, because we're getting nothing. Except for Save Your Shine questions.
Save Your Shine questions, yeah, we're getting oodles of them.
Yeah, of course. Alright, that's what you've done.
Yeah, please, tell me what you would like to tell me.
We're going to go back to America for a bit. So I think it's the last American thing
America!
So I've got two more American things. I've been giving him a bit of... I gave him a bit of crap last week, but this week I want to apologise for that because I've got... They're actually quite polite people, and they're not really given that much credit for that. I know in Australia they've got this sort of thing where, oh, an American, they seem to think they're better than everybody. But no, they're quite polite. And I went to an In-N-Out.
Okay.
And In-N-Out is pretty good. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody goes there because it's so cheap for so much stuff.
In-N-Out Burger?
Yeah, I went there.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's great. Anyway, but the problem is there's like no seat to In-N-Out because it's just so packed.
Mm.
And we were standing there for ages. And I'll tell you what, we're standing in front of this guy. And I feel like if I were him, I would hate who I was. That sounds weird. Yeah. He should hate who Brandon Lee's was being. Because Brandon Lee's me, I was standing there waiting for a spot, just pretty much sitting in front of him, just looking everywhere.
Okay.
And if I was in his position, I'd be like, man, this guy's annoying. He's just standing over me while I'm trying to enjoy my meal. But he's not thinking about that. Obviously, this is a normal thing for him.
Okay.
He's attacking his missus. in a verbal manner,
not in
a physical manner.
Yeah.
It's a weird sort of thing, isn't it? When I was young, I was taught a verb is an action word, and we say verbal. So when I hear verbal, I think he's actually beating on it. But no. Verbal is actually
vocal words.
So he's just going off. He's yelling his nut off. Yelling his nut. I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, is there any other spots? These Americans are smart. They got their kids running off. They know exactly. They'll order the food. The kids are gonna run and find a table, and they get there every time. Uh-huh. The kids are just quick. Quick and they're little. They can crawl
on the legs and get into places not normal people can get.
That's exactly right. So we were really screwed when kids came in. But then I was just standing there and this guy's yelling at his missus. And then eventually he's finished up and he goes, oh, hey, we're just leaving. Did you want to have this spot? I'm like, yeah, that'd be great, man. Okay, you have a great day. And he leaves. I'm like, wow. That was so nice of him.
I guess that is a good random act of gesture.
Yeah.
Kindness, I should say.
Kindness, yeah. And it was just so nice. And we had nowhere to sit, and then we did. And he was so nice about it, despite the fact that all these people standing around, we're all vultures.
Yeah.
We're all looking for a spot. And when I sat down, I saw vultures as well.
Looking for
a spot. But you know what? I got used to it. I got accustomed to it very quickly. I was like, no, I get this is the system. Everyone's fine with this.
I mean, I wish I could agree with you on that. You know?
Oh, okay.
Americans, they have their moments of kindness.
Yeah.
But I don't know, maybe it's that Aussie coming through to me. But when I went over there, I just happened to notice, I was in Los Angeles, by the way, and I'm not sure if it's just the LA people or if it's just the people in Hollywood.
Okay.
But I did get a sense of they had entitlement to them.
Entitlement?
Yeah. They gave themselves a sense of entitlement that they were better than everyone else.
Who?
General store people, anyone?
No way!
Yeah, people who sold me their wares in retail. What's it called?
Are you going to these really expensive places or something?
I went from everywhere from the... Rodeo Drive?
Yeah.
Everything from there... Well, I've got a big dose of bloody... I'm better than you in that place. Don't you worry. Anywhere from there to your local, like, Hooters.
Hooters? You're not good enough for those tenors.
And I just thought they came across kind of arrogant.
Nah.
They didn't smile too much.
Okay, I didn't get that at all. And I don't understand how you got that. I don't know if you've accidentally taken a trip to England or something. Because, you know, I know a lot of those retail people, not all of them are happy. Mm. Because they're not making tips. Whereas Americans need tips.
Mm.
So they're always happy.
Mm.
I don't know how you got the miserable lot. I got a bunch of happy people.
I just got a few people that
I think it's because you stink. And I think this goes back to last week when you piss on your own head. I'm not that guy. I take actual showers. I'm nice to people. I'm kind.
I take showers and use soap. And I shampoo 3 times a week.
We've discovered since episode 1 that you don't use soap. We're 16 in. We know who you are. We discovered last week you pee on your own head. You smell bad. And the Americans don't appreciate it. They're cleanly, kind people.
Americans are cleanly, are they?
Cleanly and kind.
Oh. Well, let's agree to disagree. I use soap. I use deodorant. Okay. I use deodorant. Deodorant is shower in a can, my friend.
Oh, see, that's your problem. You think that it's shower in a can.
It is.
It isn't.
It is.
No, you have to have a regular shower and then you put the deodorant on. You smelly boy.
Don't you tell me I smell.
I'll tell you many things. I'll tell you one more thing. I hate you.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to turn this bit of paper around.
No!
Oh, look at that.
Oh, wait. I was about to go turn the thing off, but actually, you said before that you had a secret for me.
A secret for you?
Yes, a secret message you wanted to do.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, yes.
Yes, do you want me to say what...
Yes, I want the secret message.
Okay, now, just so I'm clear, am I saying this in the normal way or in the backwards way?
What?
Okay.
This is your idea.
Okay. So am I saying this? Okay, sorry.
I'm really confused. Anyway, just say the secret message.
Okay, here it is. Yagsi nod narb. Yagsi nod narb. Yagsi nod narb.
So you said the same thing 3 times.
Yeah. Just so it makes it clear.
Okay. And what do I do? How do I listen to this message? Because is this a play backwards thing?
Yes, it is.
Oh, so I'm going to reverse it.
Yeah, so when we press play now, you will listen to it and the people will hopefully hear it properly if I've said it right.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, cool. Let's go do that.
Let's go do that now.
No.
Run on, is gay.
Excellent. So I'm gay.
Yeah. Who would have thought that's what my secret message
would
have been?
That's why that was on the page. And it's still staring at me. I'd also going to apologise for the initial one as well. That sounds like... That was me. Because we're filming at my place today instead of Shines. And normally at Hines, he's on his computer, he's got a little thing. That's the thing that we normally
the
have
transition
there.
Sound.
The transition sound, thank you. But instead, we just reversed me saying, Hines! And so you'll be dealing with that today.
It's quite funny, so I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Excellent. All right, let's move on to the next thing.
Let's do it.
No.
Guess what, Brando?
What?
We are going back to an old favourite now.
A favourite?
Get your brain a-turning, because it's time for Riddly Roos!
Oh, I'm hopping around the room. Oh, that's a Riddly Roos.
Sit down, Brando. Okay. You have to come over here.
I'm coming back. Oh, I'm back.
You look a little puffed. Are you okay?
I'm very happy and excited, I'll tell you that much. Who gets to go first?
Ron! Would you like me to go first?
Alright. Ron, you go right ahead.
Brando, let me hit you with some knowledge.
Go for it.
So, we'll start off with a nice and little... we'll start off with an easy one.
Alright, show me the answer.
Hey, don't. Okay. You almost got me that time.
Alright, go on.
Here we go. I have a neck, but no head. And I wear a cap. What am I?
You have a neck?
I have a neck, but no head. And I wear a cap. What am I?
Oh,
what am I?
Kind of like a guitar. Because they have a neck, but they don't have a head.
Yeah, they have a head.
They don't have a cap on them, do they?
Yeah.
Your bottle?
Yes!
Yes!
There you go.
Excellent, wonderful. That was pretty good. I like that one.
Yeah,
that took
was
me
nice.
A second to think about it. I got there.
You got there. That's amazing.
Because my dad's really good at this. He's probably listening now like, you're an idiot. I got that within 3 seconds.
Yeah. Dad's having a knack for that thing. It's like, what are those, crosswords? In the papers?
Yeah.
This girl's dad came into work one day and he just flew through everything.
Yeah.
You know how it's like those cryptic crosswords that give you one word? And it's like box. And then whatever the friggin' thing is, he gets it every time.
Yeah.
It takes a next level kind of brain to get that shit.
I'm gonna start, I've been a dad for 4 years now. I need to start hammering into this stuff.
You do, man.
All right.
Oh, happy Father's Day, by the way.
Oh, yeah, thanks, bro.
I just remembered. Did you? Sorry, before I don't mean to interrupt. I really rude, but did you do anything?
Yeah, no. I just hung out with my daughter. That's pretty simple stuff.
Did you go anywhere? Did she get you a present?
Yeah, she got me a fantastic card.
Oh,
did
yeah.
you see it?
I saw the post.
Yeah.
You like carrots?
I like carrots. Apparently, I'm 10 years old, and I'm really good at carrots.
Man, I wish I was good at carrots.
Yeah, me too. Wish it was real.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was just one of those things where she's like, I don't know, carrots.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Makes me look good. Thanks, Abigail.
Shout out to Abigail.
It was my daughter.
Yeah.
Alright, my turn to do the riddles.
Go for it.
Alright. This the first part of this made me laugh, and I'm like, he'll get this, but it's funny.
I hope so. I'm going to overthink it like I always do.
Go on. What comes once in a minute? There you go. Twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years.
The letter M.
Yeah. It's an easy one, and I knew you'd get it, but the first two bits got me.
Yeah, it was a pretty funny riddle, man. That's good.
I was hoping you'd say my name.
I almost said you, but I was like, nah, that's too easy. Too easy.
Go on.
All right.
But so's the riddle.
Yeah.
And you.
Yeah. Damn it, I was about to say
you. Yeah, we'll say you again.
Again. All righty. Here's this one. I don't know if this one's easy, but okay, here we go. What becomes white when it is dirty?
What becomes white when it is dirty?
Yeah.
That's hard.
Dirty.
That's a struggle. A snowmobile.
What? I don't miss the plow.
Because it would be covered in snow.
No.
But is that the idea though? Something to do with snow?
No. You couldn't be more wrong.
Really?
If you would like a clue,
I would love a clue, slash a hint.
So, yeah, okay. Think back to classic school days.
It was white when it's dirty.
Think about what school the teacher... Days.
Oh, okay. It comes white when it's... Oh, a chalkboard.
Yes.
Okay.
Or a blackboard. Yeah.
A blackboard.
Blackboard,
yeah.
Chalkboard.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I think the culturally sensitive term is chalkboard. Excellent.
African American board.
That's a good riddle. Yeah. I like that riddle. Frustrated me a little bit there. Because I couldn't quite get it, but it's a good one.
No, it's alright, man. The thing is, I helped you.
I think the snowboard and all that snow stuff is still right, though.
Yeah, but what colour are snowmobiles?
Well, it depends on what it is. Yeah. When it's dirty, it would be covered in snow, which is white.
But I don't think snow is...
Snowmobiles aren't white. They'd be a different colour. No. Otherwise, you wouldn't see them.
That's part of the fun.
Unless you're a sneaky army person.
Yeah.
In that case,
camo.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Hell's yeah.
All right, here's the hard one. I'm going to chuck in the hard one, and then I'll do the easy one at the end.
All right, it's like the compliment sandwich.
That's right. Yeah. This is really... I would not be able to get this.
Right.
Although I wouldn't know, I haven't tested, and I'm very smart. There was a man. Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, man, I dropped my sunnies.
All right.
Just sorry.
Calm down. There was a man who was born before his father.
Oh, you've already stumped me.
I'm confused too.
Yeah.
Alright, there was a man who was born before his father.
Okay.
Killed his mother and married his sister. Yet, there was nothing wrong with what he had done. Why?
Alright, this is some weird Inception stuff. Yeah. You hit me with it.
He's a redneck.
He was born before his dad.
That's right.
He was born before his dad.
Yeah.
But he killed his mum and married his sister.
Yeah.
He was born before his dad.
Yeah. If needed, cheeky hint.
He was born by...
I did about 50 hints.
Wait, was he adopted?
No. You really gotta think of everything. You gotta think... How was he born before his father? Why could he kill his mum and it's totally fine? And why can he marry his sister and it's totally fine? So it's a three-parter almost.
Is there some kind of time travel involved?
No.
Damn it. I was hoping that'd be...
Think about how you could be born before your father. Think about that. How could you be born before your father?
Oh, okay. Wait. So it's like, was his dad born on the 4th of December and he was born on like the 10th of November?
No, you didn't quite get where I'm coming from.
Damn it. Oh, this is bald.
All right. Don't we just tell you?
Just tell me.
All right. His father was in front of him when he was born. You were born before your father.
Oh.
That's what I was trying to
get like out. In front of your father.
Yeah.
Right.
So therefore he was born before him. His mother died while giving birth to him.
Birth.
And finally, he grew up to be a minister and married his sister at her ceremony.
Oh, man.
Yeah, see, it's a hard one, but
that's
I like
brutal.
It.
Brutal.
It's a hard one, but I like it.
I mean, I kind of do like it.
Yeah.
I do. I don't mind it, but Damn, man.
Yeah, sorry, dude.
Coming off the chalkboard.
I told you. I said, this is hard. How hard are we going? You said, do what you want. So yeah, I did what I wanted.
I didn't expect you to go like 100.
I told you it would be hard. Listen to me.
I didn't expect it to be rock hard.
Oh. Get that away. You get that away and you tell me your riddle, Goodson.
Okay, here's my final riddle for you, Brandon.
Excellent.
What? Oh, this is super hard, Brandon. I'm going to just go to super hard one for you now.
Is it hard?
No, because I'm a good human.
But my next one's going to be easy too.
We'll see about that.
All right.
What is it that you cannot hold even for 10 minutes?
Even though it is lighter than a feather. Ice?
Ice.
Okay. You can't hold it for 10 minutes.
You can't hold it for 10 minutes, but it's lighter than a feather.
A matchstick?
No.
Time? Air?
Air
Give
was...
Give me air.
Air was...
It's air, isn't it?
But you can't hold air for 10 minutes. You cannot hold air for 10 minutes.
Is it air?
It's kind of close to that.
Alright. Cloud?
Would you like me to give you a hint?
No, that weighs a million tons, yeah. Apparently. Yeah, go on.
Let me know if you like a hint.
I'd like a hint.
I would like to offer you a hint.
Breath?
Yes.
Well done. That's pretty good.
And that's my final riddle, brew.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
My first is a... What the?
What? What have you done?
Okay, no.
Oh, no. Are you not organising
it? No. I just read it wrong. My first is a creature whose breeding is unclear. My second, a price you must pay. My whole can be found in the river of time and refers to events of today. What am I?
Well, I'm sorry. I was so... captured by that. It was almost like a...
It's a nice little poem.
It's a nice, yeah. It's quite poetic.
I hope people are feeling good. Don't fall asleep on your show, on your drive.
Yeah. Brandon's lulled me to sleep. Yeah, we're going to get some lawsuits on our hands. Nonetheless, one more time, please. Oh, so enchanting.
My first is a creature whose breeding is unclear. My second, a price you must pay. My whole can be found in the river of time and refers to events of today. What am I?
I honestly have no idea. I just can't get over the pleasant nature of your passage. Can you hook a brother up with a clue?
Yeah, okay. So I think the one you want to focus mostly on is my hole. Forget about the hole, but just can be found in the river of time.
When you're messing about on the river.
Yeah, that's a good song. But think about river of time. River.
What?
Think about the river.
Dream time.
Okay. Of time. And refers to events of today. That's, to me, the most important part.
Refers to the events of today. River of...
And think about rivers as well. What do they both have in common?
Time and... Dream time?
No.
Water?
Think about the past, the present, the future.
Is this not a letter one?
No.
Damn it. I give up.
The answer is current.
Oh.
Yeah.
Current?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wait, what is it? One of my first creatures.
My first is a creature whose breeding is unclear.
What the hell is that about?
That's about the current.
What? How does... Can you please explain how that refers to a current?
I don't know how you don't get it.
Well, if all in your smarts could explain it to me.
No, I'm too smart. My second, a price you must pay.
That's currency.
Yeah.
Not current.
That's the same sort of thing.
No, it's
not. My hole can be found in the river of time and refers to events of today. It's the current. It's the Tim.
That's a terrible riddle. I just poked holes in that.
I just think you're upset because you lost again. It's another riddle ever. You failed the win.
Oh, man. Well, I'm pretty upset about that. So I'm going to go make myself a sandwich. I'm going to be back.
All right.
You're going to annoy me.
All right. Well, I'll continue.
I hope you're happy with yourself.
No, but show there's somebody coming on the show.
No, I'm gone.
Alright, well, I guess I'll do this interview on my own again! Wow. No! Alright, well, Shane's headed off somewhere. I do this every time. I forget whether I'm doing head off. Anyway, so I get the special interview today with an incredible person who has been on a show that's gone for over like 16 seasons now. I don't even. His name is. Peter Griffin from Family Guy.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, awesome, Peter. I'm so glad that you came into the show.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm sorry that Shane couldn't interview you. I think he's a bigger fan of Family Guy.
Where is he?
Well, he's bugged off. He got upset about the riddle that was really good, and he just couldn't figure it out.
That bastard.
Yeah, he is exactly. That's exactly what he is. Hey, are you good at game? Are you good at riddly roos?
Riddles?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Really?
Well, I am pretty smart.
That's pretty. So I heard.
I am the smartest in my family.
I heard you. Really?
Yeah.
What about your wife?
Lois.
Yeah.
She sucks.
Fair enough, Peter. I understand that. Hey, I like Riddly Roos, but I'm sure there's a better game that you like. What's your favorite game?
My favorite game?
Yeah.
Drinking.
What I thought. Drink the beer, I thought, was your favorite game.
How do we play?
I give you a beer, isn't that how... You did it in, like, season one, first episode.
You know, that's such a while back.
That is a while back. I think you throw up in the clock or something. Yeah.
I can't keep track of all my anti shenanigans.
That's something that... That's what I want to figure out.
You've got a lovely home here.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it goes all right.
Have you got a wife?
No. What are you doing? Are you trying to get with her? You have your own wife.
Yeah, Lois. Yeah, but when I come to Australia, she lets me, do what I want.
Really? Because you're in different... What, does she get to do what she wants then?
No.
That doesn't sound very fair.
If she even looks at another man, I will kill him. Kill him.
Is that what Peter would say?
I am Peter.
Yeah, I know, but it's such a weird thing for you to say.
Yeah, I'm kind of... Sometimes I portray differently on the show, you know?
Alright, well, I heard there's a word going around. I want to hear what the word is.
You haven't heard?
No, I haven't heard. What's
you haven't heard about the word?
No, what's the word?
Well, let me tell you. You know, in fact, 1 in 5 Australians haven't heard about the word.
What is the word?
Oh, well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. Oh, well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. Oh, well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. Oh, well, a bird, bird,
okay,
bird.
I get it. The bird is...
Bird is the word. Oh, well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is a right, well, a bird, bird,
I'm getting bothered. I'm getting bloody bothered.
A well, a bird.
Peter, you shut your mouth. 2 seconds.
I'm sorry. I thought you just needed to know about the word.
I heard the word the first time. I didn't need to hear another 20.
Yeah, well, that's what I like to do.
I hate you.
What was that?
Nothing. What grinds... Well, I've got another question. What grinds your gears about Australia?
You
Yeah, I do, Peter. Which is your name and that's who you are.
You want to know about what grinds my gears here in Australia?
Yeah, I want to know.
All these crazy animals you have. Okay. You got like these giant spiders. I was sitting in my hotel and this giant spider comes out.
Yeah.
And I get out my can of bug spray and it doesn't kill it.
Oh.
You know, we have top quality stuff in America to kill all our
I don't know if that's spiders. True. I just
read I think it's... Oh, yeah. The thing... Yeah, hey, I didn't finish.
I'm sorry, baby. You go right ahead.
I think that Australia, your extermination is just terrible.
Oh, okay. Well, he was laughing.
Right.
I mean, you should go back where you come from.
Hey.
Yeah.
Why about that? You've seen when I fight the chicken, right?
Oh, that's pretty good, yeah.
You want me to kick your ass?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think that's a real chicken, Peter. I think that's a person in a costume, isn't it?
No.
No?
That's a real chicken. I'm sorry. What makes you think that it's not a real chicken?
Well, first of all, it's kicking your ass half the time.
No, okay. I beat it all the time. You see me when I walk off into the sunset?
I do see that, and I'm very impressed, but I think it's a human being, because if I were to take on a chicken, I reckon I'd win.
Nah, looking at you, you couldn't even take me on.
Oh, yeah, Peter?
Yeah.
I'm going to kick your ass right here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Go on, Peter, you little pussy.
Hey, nobody calls me a pussy but my wife.
Fair enough. Hey, you've been going for over 16 seasons. How do you come up with new and original material?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a part of my genius. I'm quite a very smart man. And, sorry, I just got a... Got a tweet there from I get so many fans.
I bet you do.
Hey, Peter, you are the best in the world. Please have my babies.
Oh. That was me.
Brando. Hey, wait.
That was probably Shane. He's over there anyway.
Yeah, where is he?
He's over there, I told you. Anyway.
Anyway. Sorry, where were we?
I don't know. I'd run out of questions, so I'm pretty much done with
terrible.
You.
It's terrible. I hate you.
It's pretty shit. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I'm going to go back to where... Try to find your way wife.
See you, bye.
Bye.
No.
The Shane Brando Show is like a caterpillar. It may seem wriggly and a bit uneasy, but it eventually turns into a beautiful butterfly. The Shane and Brando Show, getting you where you're going.
Not! Alright, everybody, and now we are up to the last bit of the show, and today we're gonna have.
What are we gonna do?
Well, Shane, I think it's time for you to save some people in Save Your Shine!
Shalom, my friend!
I'm very excited for you to save some people today. Some people have brought in some questions that only their Savior Shane can save them with.
Let me put on my healing hands and my healing hat.
Yep.
Please.
Alright, Shane.
Fire at will, my first, child.
First question from your people.
Yes, my children, please, my children.
This first one that's come in says, did Stevie Wonder know that he was black?
No, the answer... Well, that's not really saving, but it just seems more of like a general trivia question.
What I need you to understand, Shane, is that these people, you don't know where they're coming from. Mm. You keep saying, I'm not sure this, I'm saving them. Well, you don't understand. last week, there was a... Oh, not last week, probably the week before. Someone had a question that... I know it seemed like it was trivia, but I said, well, what if they're doing an assignment? What if they're studying something? What if they need this sort of thing?
This guy
could be doing some kind of psychology thing. And if Stevie Wonder knew that he was black, did that change him? Did it change the way he talked?
Ah, yes. Sorry, I'm starting to see. The fog around your question is starting to lift, my child. the answer is yes. Stevie Wonder did know he was black because he had...
Sometimes I ask questions and you're still talking.
Because, child, those around him who care about his well-being would want him to know what he is like. I'm sure when Stevie was old enough to talk or when he was old enough to explore and figure himself out, he would have asked that question, you know, what do I look like? Somebody describe to me what I look like.
Yeah.
And he would have had a friend say, my son, you are as black as night. You have a gospel voice and you can sing the house down.
And you've got an enormous penis.
That too.
Yeah.
But I know you're into that thing.
No. Alright, that's a very good answering. I was just thinking about like when you were talking before and I was asking questions. Do you think that ever happens anywhere else? Like, someone's trying to explain something. Alright, this is how we're going to do it today. Today we're going to talk to these people. How? What are we going to say? No, I'm getting to that, Max.
Do you know why, Brando? Because you know what? Save Your Shame forgives you.
Oh, thank goodness.
Because you just have so many things going on in your brain.
I just
want to
know.
And you just want to get them out and you want to know.
I
want to
know straight away.
Your quest for knowledge is vast like the ocean. And I will be the boat to carry you on that ocean. Now please, child, what is the next question?
Stop yelling at me.
I get passionate.
Oh dear, there's too much passion all over my pies. You just calm yourself right down, sir.
I will clean it.
Alright, this person says...
Do we have a name for these children?
We did, but because they're like on Twitter, they got weird names.
Ah, yes, that's fine.
So I didn't keep them. All right, from now on, I'll keep the names of the people that send in questions. I apologize. I just got rid of them.
Please do, because we want these people to feel special.
Yes, we do.
We want them to stand out.
We know who they are.
Yes.
All right. This is a good question.
Ooh.
Why does my arm shake? And do not laugh at the man who has a problem.
It's laughter of healing.
Okay. Why does my arm shake and turn red?
Please tell me more.
Frank,
I need to save this person.
Why does my arm shake and turn red whilst I'm eating dirt?
I'm eating dirt. Well,
oh, dear.
Because, let me help you.
I should have kept his name. I would love to have put this guy on blast.
Yeah. When you're eating dirt. Well, it's if you're in Australia, if this guy was in Australia, we all know that outback dirt is red.
Mm.
And it's common knowledge that there is a chemical which makes that red dirt. I mean, dirt red. And when you eat it, it makes certain parts of the body turn into, or not specifically red, but it has that tinge to it. So that's the answer to the first, well, to the second part of that question. And the answer is, why does your hand shake? And a very simple question for it. I wish he would have labelled...
A very simple answer for that.
Sorry, thank you, Marshall. Is when... What hand was he eating the dirt with is what I would like to know. But I am guessing that he is picking up a lot of dirt
uh-huh.
with maybe... I'm guessing he's right-handed. As we all know, anybody who is left-handed is the devil. So I'm guessing this boy must be at least a third of your children.
No. But he's called me your child. I'm left-handed and you know that.
Well, God help you all. So, I'm guessing because he was right-handed and clean.
Right.
He was...
The guy pees on your head doesn't use soap. Yeah, please continue.
He was picking up the dirt with his right hand, and he was getting tired. As we all know, when you pick up things, when you're repetitive of the weight with a hand, it makes your hand shake. And that's what he was doing. His hand was getting sore from the copious amount of dirt he was picking up, and the chemicals in the dirt were making his arm red. Shalom, my child, you have been saved. Blessed upon thee.
As we know, when you pick things up, and they're heavy, you start to shake.
Well, not shake, straight away.
Thank you for clarifying that.
But when you pick things up, repetitive.
Yes,
you see.
Oh, good job, Shane.
Thank you, my child. I can feel your pain oozing out of your body from my words.
That's wonderful. You know what, Shane? I'm going to be honest. You've been doing a great job today. Normally when we do Save Your Shane, you say one word and you're just sort of like, that'll help. And then I go, no, that's bullcrap. But you've actually tried. The difference with that one was I tuned out. So I was just like, I'll just let him keep going. And then I'll go, oh, good work. Hi.
Yeah. That's fine with you, Brando. Not everybody. Not everybody.
Are you telling me that's fine with me? You have to say it's fine with you, but you're in the savior complex where you're better than everybody. Just like those Californians you were talking about.
But I'm not Californian, I am Australian. And you tuned out for... See, let me save you, Brandon.
Oh, God.
Not everybody has the capacity to listen to my words because they are so compelling.
So boring.
And they hold a certain gravitas to my words.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, you're a simpleton who will never be able to understand the power of my healing words.
Oh, yeah?
Next question, who needs healing?
All right, I've got a question for you. We'll show you. We'll see how much...
You'll shave me?
We'll see what's under there. There's nothing. Do you think... This is from another... It's the last question. And then we'll end, and then it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think humans will ever walk on the sun?
Walk on the sun. That is an excellent question.
Yes.
Do I think humans will ever walk on the sun?
Yes.
And you know what? I'm an optimist, so I have to say yes.
Why do we need to? We don't need to.
Exploration. Why do we need to walk on the moon?
No, because we're looking for other planets that we can live on. We definitely can't live on the sun. It's so hot. There's no way we could stand on it. We'd need some kind of insane material.
Exactly.
I'm
technology is improving every day, my son.
Nothing
my
is going to survive the sun.
And, well, we don't know that yet. I'm sure they were saying back in 1882 that walking on the moon was impossible.
Yeah, that's true.
And we proved them wrong.
No, that's a good point.
So I'm only saying it's only a matter of time before we can hop on the sun, before, you know, we have sun, you know. Let me tell you, they'll need a lot of sunscreen.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no. Save Your Shine can be funny at times. But when I get down to the grit and nitty of it,
why does Save Your Shine refer to himself in the third person? Why are we both doing that?
Oh no, something is because that my presence is so big and vast that I can only cover it all by speaking in the third person.
I just don't see a point in walking on the sun. I understand maybe walking on, we'll get into Mars and stuff like that. We can try and start a new planet and all that. Well, we can't start a new planet.
No, it's already a planet.
Colonize the planet and make it awesome.
But we don't know what's on the surface of the sun. I mean, it's purely exploration purposes.
I feel like we don't know. Do you think maybe a scientist would?
Well, a scientist can only see a certain distance. They don't know what's on the surface of the sun.
No,
because
I'm asking what he can see. CC.
Sorry. CCs.
There are CCs on the sun. They're so damn orange.
And so, yes, I believe we will be able to walk on the sun one day, and we will discover lots of wonderful things.
Wonderful, Shane. That's a really great thing to end on. Thank you so much. Hey, do you have another one of your classic inspirational quotes?
As a matter of fact, I do. I came up with this one just the other day when I was contemplating the meaning of life.
As a matter of fact.
As a matter of fact.
As a matter of fact.
Now, please, Brandon, I don't need your negativity here. How about you just... Sure.
I'm supposed to speak properly.
I am.
Is that too much to ask?
I'm speaking good.
Oh my God.
Me speak good. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, are you ready to listen? The keys of life will jingle and jangle, but sometimes it's just nice to dangle. Thank you, my children. That is my passage I'll leave from you from the Book of Heart.
At first I thought it was really dumb, but nah, it's come around to me. It's funny, it's good, and I like it. Well done.
Thank you.
And thank you everyone for listening to the Shane and Brando Show.
Thank you for listening very much, guys.
Peace out.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Shane and Brando Show.
Gotcha where you went.
Yay!